Paul Simon admits killing Tupac in open court. 1st of December 2006, this is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Cape Town, South Africa. Fans of rap, as well as fans of music, were shocked today when songcrafting master Paul Simon announced to the world that on September 7, 1996, he murdered rap legend Parrish Lezane Crooks. Also known as Pac, pronounced Pac, or Tupac, pronounced Tupac, Tupac Machiavelli Shakur, or Fudgepac Shakur, was considered to be the most talented rap lyricist of all time. His career spanned 14 albums, 8 of which were released after his murder. His sales toppled those of nearly all rap artists of this generation, living or dead. Testifying in Balducci Superior Court in front of a predominantly white jury, Paul Simon admitted to the crime and produced the weapon used to kill the legend. Facing either death row, ironically the name shared by Death Row Records, one of Tupac's ex-prison record deals, or life in prison, he chose the latter. While a max security prison is generally recommended for murderers, the judge decided that since Paul Simon was a late middle-aged boyish-looking songwriter standing 5 feet tall, the local penitentiary would do just fine. He's scheduled for a plea bargain next week that will decide whether he's allowed to sing in prison outside of the shower and whether or not he can carry his guitar in, which depends on whether or not they deem Paul Simon wielding an acoustic guitar to be deadly. It stands to be judged by our higher power what caused Paul Simon to say what he said today. The most likely explanation is the apparent guilt and the constant pressure by the black community to confess, because they knew the truth. Rapper Chameleon Air has nothing but respect for the Pack. Quote, a great man, hell yeah, great man, those damn crooks, you know, they see him rolling, they hatin', and before he knew it, he was riding dirty with the wrong gangs. Shameful as hell, man. Shit, man, that shit's all wrong. She it, unquote. Lil Jon appeared to be ignoring the interview. What? This was repeated over and over again. Then, as if to signify the validity of Tupac's career and the complete wrongness of Paul Simon's heartless murder, when Lil Jon asked if he respected the rapper, he responded with a resounding yeah. That, my friends, is a legend. And that, my friends, was some dreadful grammar. My worst drunken fugue. I couldn't come up with a sentence that bad. Anyway, back to the story. I'll leave you with some words from the man summing up his life better than I could ever hope to. Quote, I guess it's hard for you to see, but now I'm pointing the finger at police instead of motherfuckers blaming me. I got the right to bear a pistol. And when them punk motherfuckers get to trippin', I got shit too. And maybe then you'll see the truth. But until then, I gotta do what I do, and stay a crooked nigga too. Unquote. He left his mark on the world and changed our hearts. And rest assured, Tupac, you've done everything you could to stay a crooked nigga too. And we'll remember you. Fudgepac. I always called him Fudgepac. My kids hated that. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.